This is Casey. I live on Twitter and Instagram. You can find me at Lightning Casey. And right now, here in the 1RPM studio, you can find me hanging out with a very special guest. Jenny Tolman is here.
Yes, how are you? Thank you for having me.
No
I'm
problem.
Great. How are you?
I'm doing very well. You're playing Nashville Sunday night this Sunday, right?
Yes, I'm so excited.
This is your first time playing Nashville Sunday night?
Yes.
All right, well, no pressure.
It's going to be a good time.
I mean, we've been doing it since 1996, and we stream it all over the world. There is no pressure, though.
Great.
All right?
Nice to know.
So you have just, like, literally just put out a new single, right?
Yes, it's a week old today.
Aww,
little baby.
They grow up so fast,
I know.
Don't they? So
yeah.
tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, it's called Rock and Roll to My Country Soul, and it is off of my upcoming debut album called There Goes the Neighborhood. And it's kind of just about two different people being able to come together and make things work, which I think is such a powerful story in today's world, especially.
Absolutely.
You know, being able to see we're different, but yeah, we can love each other. We can get along.
Yeah, I like that. We need a little more of that these days, don't
yeah,
we?
Yeah, exactly.
Very cool. Well, is that one you want to play for us while you're here?
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's go ahead and check it out. This is Jenny Tolman live on Lightning 100 here in the 1RPM studio.
You like Jimmy Page, I'm like Emmylou, but we come together somewhere around blue suede shoes. You're the rock and roll to my country soul, and I like it. You like a Chuck Berry lick, I like the saw of a fiddle, but the sweetest thing is when we meet in the middle. You're the rock and roll to my country soul, and I like it. We find the rhythm when we turn down the lights and our hearts start beating to it. With the radio off, we hold on tight and make our own kind of music. Ooh. From the front porch swing to Friday night freewheeling, you bring life in the fast lane to my peaceful, easy feeling. You're the rock and roll to my country soul, and I like it. We find the rhythm when we turn down the lights and our hearts start beating to it. With the radio off, we hold on tight and make our own kind of music. Ooh. You're like Jimmy Page, I'm like Emmylou, but we come together somewhere around blue suede shoes. You're the rock and roll to my country soul, and I like it. We find the rhythm when we turn down the lights and our hearts start beating to it. With the radio off, we hold on tight and make our own kind of music. The rock and roll to my country soul, and I like it.
All right, Jenny Tolman here on Lightning 100. That song it's basically a big long list of things I really like. So very
well,
cool. That's awesome. And tell us the name of that one more time.
Rock and Roll to My Country Soul.
And this is the one that's available right now at all your music getting places,
yes,
right?
Yes, anywhere you can get it. And we're actually super excited when it came out on Friday, Rolling Stone
uh-huh.
Listed it as one of their
top 10 country and Americana songs of the week. So,
oh, very cool. Yeah, all right. Well, I think we just heard why. It's good stuff. I like that.
Thank you so much.
So are you a native Nashvilleian? Do I understand
that?
Wow.
Unicorn.
That's amazing. I get called the unicorn just because I'm originally from Tennessee.
Oh, really?
You being from Nashville,
yep.
That's like a
solid. Right down the road.
It's like a solid gold fire breathing unicorn.
I always tell
you know?
Like a really bad dad joke. I'm like, yeah, I was born right down the road at Centennial Hospital. I haven't made it that far.
Nice. I tell you what, I'm going to see that and raise you because the building that I was born in just a little bit north of here is actually now the county prison.
Oh,
so
I
was born in prison. That's so Merle Haggard. It's not even funny,
that's
right?
That's a lot cooler story.
Nice. So you mentioned you're working on your debut album right now.
Yes,
are
I
you
am.
Doing it here in town?
Yes, I'm actually doing it with this amazing man who's here with me today, Dave Brainerd.
Hello, Dave Brainerd. How are you?
He's a Grammy-nominated producer. He's done Brandi Clark and Sonny Sweeney, Jared Neiman, Jamie Johnson. He's like
some people we've heard of in there.
He's not too shabby.
No, not at all.
So we're actually working on, it's called There Goes the Neighborhood, and kind of a little bit of a concept record where
that's cool.
We love to write together, and whenever we write together, we like to go to this imaginary town in our minds that
cool.
where we can create all these characters and step into them and create these narratives that we get to explore. And so it's just a lot of fun, and we call it Jennyville because it's rattling around in my head.
It just makes sense. If you create your own town, then don't name it after yourself. You're working through
right?
some stuff.
Like,
it makes sense.
Dolly has Dollywood.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you've got your own imagination library. So there
absolutely.
You go.
Absolutely. Ooh, that's good.
Yeah. Very cool. So act like she's not here. How is she to work with? Is she doing good?
Oh, yeah. She's
don't look at her. She's not here.
Let's see what
she's got
really
a great
thinks.
Instrument on her. And it's very inspiring to work
there
with
we
in
go.
The studio.
That's a
and
perfect
I mean her voice.
That's a perfect producer answer, and I'm not saying that as a slam. That's a very good answer. I like that. We got anybody else kind of playing, working on the record with you right now, or is that kind of a secret? Or
we have a ton of amazing musicians. Oh my gosh, like Bruce Boughton, who's out with Garth all the time. I mean, I'm getting spoiled with everybody that's playing on the record. It's
Ross
insane.
Ross Holmes, who's he played with Mumford and Sons for
a
while.
Yeah,
he's all over the record. And Bill White, who's actually a DJ on WSM, he's
never heard
doing
of it.
A voiceover.
No, I don't. Never heard of it. Cool. You mentioned Garth Brooks. You have another connection to Garth Brooks, do you
I
not?
I do. Yeah. My the reason I'm a unicorn and was born in Nashville is my dad was actually a singer back in the day, and he was in a quartet, kind of like the Oak Ridge Boys. They were called the Indian River Boys,
cool.
and they ended up singing on Garth's No Fences album.
All right.
And
I
grew up.
That album made a little noise. I think people might be familiar.
Bit.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so I grew up walking up my bonus room steps to this giant platinum, multi-platinum selling record, and I had no idea what that meant until I got older, and I was like, oh, that's actually very,
that's one of those things
like,
that's awesome.
My dad's
awesome.
Not a total nerd? Okay,
right.
All right.
So, Jenny Tolman, live here in the 1 RPM studio on Lighty 100, getting ready for Nashville Sunday night, coming up at 3rd and Wensley this Sunday night. Doors at 6, show at 8. Jenny and Adam Hood going to be playing. So if you kind of grew up, when you were growing up, walking up the stairs, looking at a great big platinum record staring you down, was there ever a point where it wasn't going to be music for you?
No, there really wasn't. I've always sang since I was little. I played piano by ear since I was 3.
By ear?
Yes.
Do you have any idea how many people you just made mad in Nashville right now? That's amazing.
No, I'm sure there's many, many more talented musicians than me. But yeah, I've always just been so musical, and especially being around my dad, he's always sang in them. And so when I got a guitar for my 16th birthday, it kind of put everything together that I'd always loved to do, because I'd always wrote stories as well. I would write stories and read them to my class in elementary school.
Cool.
And so there was a thought for a while that maybe I'll be a children's author or something like
right.
that. But when I got a guitar, it was like, wait a second, I can put everything that I love to do together. And it's called being a singer-songwriter and a country artist. And I love this kind of music. I love storytelling. So it just, this light bulb went off and I was like, okay, that's what it's going to be.
So then when it becomes, you know, Jenny's going to be a musician, dad, supportive or harsh critic or?
You know, he has been so supportive. Both of my parents have been incredibly supportive.
Is your mother involved in the music business as well? Or
she's not. She's the brains, though. She handles all the money. She was an accountant.
When you said not in the music business, I knew she was the brains. And I can say that because I'm kind of in it myself. It's not a slam.
It's so true. I have no capacity to understand numbers the way that she does. So I'm very thankful for that. Okay. But there was definitely a little bit of hesitation from my dad, just nervous, you know, because he's seen it all. And his little girl, he doesn't want anything bad to happen.
And nothing,
he's very excited for us.
Nothing beats the good times in the music business. But those bad days, man, they are.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's the biggest roller coaster ever felt. We talk about it all the time. And it's like within 24 hours, you can be like, man, this is the worst. Like, what am I even doing? And then, like, one phone call will happen, and you're like, oh my gosh, I'm on top of the world. This is amazing.
But it's just like riding a roller coaster, too. As long as you keep your seatbelt buckled and go yay when you get to the top, generally, something you'll get a good memory out of it somewhere, right?
Good adrenaline rush.
There you go, right? Absolutely. I tell you what, while we got a little bit of time left, do you want to play another one for us?
Yeah.
What do you want to do?
We're going to do another one from There Goes the Neighborhood. And this one, I always make fun of myself with and say that I fit right in with the size of my hoop earrings. I know you guys can't see them right now, but if you come Sunday, you can see. And it's kind of the basis, I like to say, of Jennyville with all these crazy, neurotic, but lovable characters.
All right. And what's the name of this one?
It's called High Class White Trash.
I feel it already. This is Jenny Tolman here in the 1RPM studio on Lightning 100.
Nothing like a sample of perfume at the bottom of a purse to cover up the palm oil reeking from your shirt, or a little Bloody Mary for a head full of hurt. Nothing like a fresh coat of lipstick painted on bright. You can say the kind of that mama wouldn't like, even makes a potty mouth seem ladylike. We maybe lean a little too much on Maybelline. Our thighs rely on skin-tight jeans. All it takes to be a beauty queen is a coffee can full of cash. We're just high-class white trash. High-class white trash. They say it's a man's world, and it can make you feel small, but a pair of red high heels will make you stand tall. Show a little leg and you got them by the balls, y'all. We maybe lean a little too much on Maybelline. Our thighs rely on skin-tight jeans. All it takes to be a beauty queen is a coffee can full of cash. We're just high-class white trash. High-class white trash. The American dream. Hey, all you ladies, don't you love it? Well, let's raise a glass to making something out of nothing with a champagne taste on a natty light budget. We maybe lean a little too much on Maybelline. Our thighs rely on skin-tight jeans. All it takes to be a beauty queen is a coffee can full of cash. Yeah, we lean a little too much on Maybelline. Our thighs rely on skin-tight jeans. All it takes to be a beauty queen is a coffee can full of cash. Just high-class white trash. High-class white trash. Louis Vuittons that were made in Hong Kong. High-class white trash.
All right, Jenny Tolman on Lightning 100, live in the 1RPM studio. High Class White Trash, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Very cool. And that's going to be on the album, right?
It is.
When can we expect the album, or are we at that point yet? Do we know?
We're not at that point yet of knowing the exact release date, but we'll have some more singles coming. From it, so
all right.
Rock and roll to my country soul right now.
All right, well, cool. We're looking forward to Nashville Sunday night, coming up this Sunday at 3rd and Lindsley. Adam Hood, Jenny Tolman, doors at 6, show starts at 8 o'clock. You can listen to it live on Lightning 100, the app, the website, the whatever it is you're doing to hear my voice right now. You can also hear Jenny's voice coming up Sunday, Or you could do this weird thing where people leave the house and actually go to a show. There's also that option. Again, it's at Third and Lindsley, Nashville, Sunday night. Jenny, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having
me. When the album comes out, we want to know, all right?
Absolutely, thank you.
All right, we'll get back to it here in just a little bit. Something from our local artist of the week. It's brought to you by Frothy Monkey. Amy Stroop happens next here on Lightning 100.